Welcome to All Things Apostolic. Today, you don't want to miss what we're going to be talking about in just a little bit here. We're also going to be talking about our virtual open house for Wilson University this coming Friday, March 29th at 4 p.m. It's going to be a tremendous time. I'm going to talk about it today a little bit and let you know a little bit more about it, so stay with us. So we want to welcome you today to All Things Apostolic. We're glad you're with us. What is this? On this Monday. It's Monday, March the 25th, and this is a very special Monday because this is my wife's birthday, March the 25th. So happy birthday to my wonderful, wonderful woman. We have been married 58 years. And in 58 years, it has been what you call marital bliss. We have had a great time. Actually, I met my wife when she was 11 and I was 12. And we were ready at that time to get married, but I've explained to folks that our parents, were too immature at the time to know that we were ready for marriage at 12 and 11. And so they wouldn't let us get married. In retrospect, probably it was a little bit reversed of what I just said. But anyway, so happy birthday, wonderful, wonderful sweetheart of 58 years of marriage. So anyway, also today, on this Monday, we are excited because Wilson University is now accredited. That is a big step. It is a tribute to the people who, the administration, the faculty, the board, and all the people that are involved with Wilson University, which are many people, and all of those who have donated time, money, expertise. All of these things have been extremely important. They all pile up to make the mound that was high enough to reach accreditation. And we're excited about that. And it has all kinds of important and exciting implications for the future of the apostolic movement. And when you go back, and we've done this research, when you go back and you look at what's really been the most formative processes or institutions in the apostolic movement and probably in any other group is, in the final analysis, it's schools. It's not did the group have great crusades. It's not did the group have great outreach. It is not that they stressed local church building. It is not. All of those things have unspeakable importance. I mean, obviously, missions of every kind. But ultimately, the philosophy that an organization lives by and what guides its actions in terms of group efforts and group actions is determined by what they believe theologically, philosophically, and on most other levels. So it's very important. You got to ask yourself, who's going to inform the theology of the apostolic movement in years to come? Somebody is going to do that. And Wilson University is equipped to do that. Wilson University has got the finest teachers you can get anywhere. Wilson University has content that is unexcelled. It has the platform that is the most cutting edge. In fact, in all of higher ed, it is one of those with the most cutting edge teaching platform online. And there are other schools that offer online as an adjunct to what they do in their brick and mortar school. But there's few that do that have the quality that is found in Wilson University or perhaps any other school that focuses first and foremost on its online ability to present educational value and content at the very highest levels. So we're very excited about all of that. And of course, we teach oftentimes, and even in counseling with young people that feel like they've got a call of God on their life, we talk about the fact that there's two columns that that are extremely important in spiritual formation. One of those columns is form, and one of those columns we call dynamics. And so you have both of those. And dynamics, you get in church. You get filled with the Holy Ghost. You worship. It's dynamic. You receive understanding of how the Spirit moves by a kind of spiritual osmosis. That's dynamic. It's in the moment you catch it. You learn how to midwife people that are receiving the Holy Ghost. You learn how to be an encourager to them while they're in that process. That's dynamics. And you work in the gifts of the Spirit. That's dynamics. You pray in the Holy Ghost and God gives you understanding and revelation. That's dynamics. And you go into all the world to preach the gospel. That's dynamics. It's all in this column over here. And it's where Pentecost is like, there's nobody like Pentecost when it comes to dynamics, muscle. And on the other column is form. And never shall the twain meet in terms of how you get each one. Form comes from the word form. And the form column comes from the word form. It's stuff that you can't get unless you're sitting and listening and thinking and interacting and receiving on that level. That's why we have a Bible. When you study the Bible, you can have the Spirit moving in a dynamic way, but the Bible's on paper. The Bible is form, and the Bible is to be studied to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you've got the form side. And over here where you've got prayer, over here you have the word. Over here where you've got go, over here you've got foundations, doctrinal truth over here. Over here in the form column, you've got theology. Over here in this column, you've got gifts of the Spirit. And so as you go down through this, there are schools, Pentecostal schools, of course, usually are the most prominent in this, that have got more of this down. And the churches themselves provide the impetus to understand this. Over here, not so much, because this side, we have used evangelical theology and evangelical ideas and other ideas that come from different forms of Christianity and Protestantism that are not, do not have the dynamic side or very little of it, and are not amenable to that. And so this is where that battle has been fought. In the meantime, over here, oftentimes we don't know because we don't understand. You have to learn. That learning is not carnal. Learning is not carnal. Learning is spiritual, and it's part of it. And there's things you cannot get unless you study. And you cannot be a workman that really has tremendous depth and balance without the form side and without this side. To understand the doctrine is a form side thing. To understand the doctrines of the Bible on a broader scale is a form side thing. And now, if you're an evangelist, you can get by with a dynamic side primarily because that's what an evangelist is supposed to do. He's not out of order over here. He's doing the dynamics that ought to be done. The more effective he is, the better off the church is because we need evangelists. So let's say this guy starts pastoring eventually and he's been very effective as an evangelist and he's done a great job. He starts pastoring. But as an evangelist, there are certain kinds of sermons that are preached. He's there for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks. He can go to the next place and preach the same sermons, and he should, because these are things that move people dynamically. But when you start pastoring people, so the evangelist out here wins a bunch of people, to God. And when he wins them to God, he leaves. So the pastor's over here with these people. They don't just get the Holy Ghost and die. They get the Holy Ghost and they need instruction. And they need someone that has wisdom. And they need a framework where they can grow and learn and become and learn about what righteous living is and learn about what the Bible says about salvation. They can learn about the love of God. It changes the way they live their life and makes them a loving person and constrains them to move. They move into making the kingdom of God first in their life instead of one of a dozen important things in their life. So all of this, though, over here, the pastor over here now, somebody's got to teach these people. Well, if you don't know much, you can't teach much. And so the people always stay on an elementary level. And they miss the riches. That doesn't mean they can't be saved. But they miss the riches and the depth and the profundity that is found, the immeasurable profundity that is found in Christianity. Layer after layer of the glory and the power of God and his revelation and his word. And all of that takes that person, and when they first get the Holy Ghost, they're like a baby. But now when they grow, they're not still a baby with baby ideas. Now they have grown commensurately in the form, in understanding, and they become powerful people. So many of the things that are moving forth, like our local church here, many of the things that's moving that forth is not just the preachers. It is people who are powerful in their own right, who have learned the form side and the layers and even understand better all of the dynamic side and therefore appreciate it more and understand its richness and understand its value. All of this comes with what people eventually becomes higher education. And whether it's in a classroom or whether it's self-taught, wherever they have to find the areas and the people that can help them do these things. And so this is what this is about. This is not about, am I a school guy or I'm not a, no. If you are an apostolic leader, you are responsible, especially if you're a pastor, you are responsible to be able to answer these questions. Now, here's another thing that keeps some people, stay on this forever, but here's another thing that keeps some people from getting in a place like Wilson University where they can learn these things. They have been out of school for a long time, or they didn't do good in school when they were kids, and so they actually have a fear of inferiority. They fear that they will not be able to do the work and they will be embarrassed. And so I try to tell people at Wilson University, you don't have to worry about that. That is not going to be a concern. Or they're afraid that they won't pass no matter how hard they work. That's not going to happen. At Wilson University, we help people learn. We do a lot of extra stuff that other than just what's in the course if it's necessary to help this person get on down the line here. And so anyway, all of this is tied in to the value of accreditation because now this education has implications both in the secular world and ongoing education. It gives you that ability. Let me just see here. I've got something I want to tell you about also. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. That will help in what I'm talking about right now. This coming Friday, on March 29th, at 4 p.m., we are having an open house. Now that Wilson University is accredited, we're going to have an open house. And in this open house, I will be giving a state of the school message. In this house, Jennifer Barrett will be giving the advantages of accreditation, which is what I'm talking about right now. And she's going to be talking about what that means for us and what that means for the apostolic movement. Others will be giving information about how you can enroll and how this can be done without just disrupting your whole world. One of the things is you don't have to leave home. Your young people don't have to leave home. And then sometimes they go to Bible schools and you never see them again, except occasionally to visit their folks. All of that is removed when you're talking about Wilson University. And the record is, if we could read all the testimonies to you from pastors, not just from the students, but from pastors, of what it has done to equip these people to in their local church to become profound and powerful assets to the ministry of that church. So this is what it's all about, because there's nothing more important in the kingdom of God on earth than the local church. It's the most organic form of group in the world, and in the world of Christianity. The local church is the key to everything. And so for us to be able to help build that local church, to become in that community the powerful force that God wants it to be, is a very important thing. Well, I've enjoyed being with you today. God bless you. You don't want to miss tomorrow. In fact, every day in All Things Apostolic has some of the best teachers and some of the best communicators in the entire apostolic movement and even beyond. And so you don't want to miss today. You don't want to miss tomorrow. You don't want to miss Jennifer Barrett. You don't want to miss, who is a tremendous scholar, a profound scholar in some ways. And you don't want to miss Casey Sees, who is equally so. You don't want to miss Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks, who is equally so. And these people are so authentically apostolic. They understand, and they're going to give you good stuff every day. So thank you for being with us, and God bless you.